Blog Talk Radio.
Something that you want to talk about, because I didn't think of shit today.
I was going to talk about my favorite topic, my vagina. That's my favorite one.
Vagina's my favorite topic in general, so.
Vagina's my favorite topic, too. Your vagina, however, might not be my favorite topic. I'd have to see it first. We'd all have to see it.
My favorite topic, so. Mine is my favorite topic.
Vagina's your favorite topic? Mick, I thought sports were your favorite topic.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so my second favorite topic.
What? Sports? Why don't you tell us what's going on in the world of sports? I know the Jets are not winning, correct?
The Jets lost.
Or have not been winning?
They won last
week,
but they lost on Thursday.
You're supposed to go to a game, huh? Was that last week?
Yeah, I was at the game last week, but they won.
No, he already went last week, and because he was there, they lost, I believe.
No, they won.
They won.
Oh, they won? They must not have known you were there.
You're a lucky
dare you.
It's your job.
So did they win any time after that, or has it just been steady Jets losing, as usual?
No, they won last week, and they lost this week, so they're 1-1. Which
my favorite rooster won at the cockfight that I went to the other day. So.
Your favorite rooster won the cockfight?
Yeah, I know. It was awesome.
What's your favorite rooster's name?
Cockmaster Mike.
Cockmaster Mike.
Yeah, I named that.
That's really. Your cock, Blue? Was it your cock that was in a fight?
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought.
Oh boy.
What's going on in your world, Chrissy Peterson?
You don't want to know what's going on in my world. It's too black for you.
It's too black for me?
Yes. I have a dark, dark ass world.
If it ain't nothing you could be doing, it's too black for me. You ain't.
I'm
saying, in the black.
You know, if you just don't want to say what's going on, that's one thing. But I don't think it's anything that's going to shock or upset or offend any of us.
No,
nah,
I definitely don't think it's got anything to do with blackness at all.
No, it's just too dark. I can't bring it up for the show. We're trying to keep it light.
Yeah, she just found out she has AIDS, and it's like
again?
Not regular AIDS. It's like, yeah, it's like super mega AIDS. You know, like
it's ass
like her, like she got AIDS so many times that like the AIDS germs got together and they were like, listen, like what do you guys say we form like a like AIDS Tron, like a Voltron
yeah.
of AIDS.
Yeah.
Or it's like kind of like the movie Tron, and they're like all crazy inside her body, like you know.
Right.
Yeah, and there's just like there's like one big crazy faced AIDS germ like revolving at really high speeds in the middle that they have to go try to change.
AIDS is crazy. AIDS is awesome.
No.
All kidding aside, several years ago at this point, there was a super AIDS going around. There was some guy that was a crystal meth addict. And I think he had fucked a few people that had AIDS themselves. So he had, like, this confluence of AIDS germs in his body.
Did he also have a banana dick?
Well, when he broke it off of my ass, no, not anymore.
Yeah.
But,
God,
there
if I had a nickel for every
dude
that broke their dick off in your ass, man.
You would have about...
I have about 30 cents, I think. Probably about 30 cents.
But yeah,
you know,
AIDS is
still a big problem, but how come we're not having concerts and benefits and things like that?
South Park discovered the cure for AIDS.
Discovered the actual cure for AIDS, which is it's actually liquefied money injected into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
I just want to know why we're not talking about it as much. We're not talking about AIDS as much.
Because the treatment for AIDS, while the full array of treatments for AIDS is still mostly only available to the super rich, a lot of maintenance drugs for AIDS have really come down in price, and they're a lot more readily available. So it's not the epidemic that it was in the 80s, and it's not, you know, it was the epidemic in the 80s. It was everybody, you know, was pushing the awareness campaigns in the 90s. And now, like, honestly, at this point, if you're still having unprotected sex left and right, like, you need AIDS. Like, AIDS should happen to you. You're
listen,
a fucking
not for
idiot.
Nothing, but there is a member of this show who participated in the AIDS walk and raised at least $5 for AIDS this year.
Whoa, dude, that's crazy! I didn't expect.
I don't think Christy wants to talk about that.
Right.
About what? I don't.
About your AIDS walk. About how.
About
people,
my philanthropy.
People,
about my generosity.
About
my
AIDS walk
of shame.
Here's what Christy's AIDS walk was. Somebody put their foot up Christy's ass and walked around with her like a shoe. That's the AIDS walk that she participated in.
That would be hilarious if I actually had AIDS, but that's not the case.
So Mick, how much money did you actually raise for AIDS? Like $5?
No, I think it was like about $250, something like that.
Really? Not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not too bad at all, man. That'll buy about 10 minutes of a hospital stay for an AIDS patient.
I would have definitely given you a dollar if I knew that was going to happen.
I knew it was coming. I just didn't want to give him a dollar.
You know what's really lame about it is, honestly, is if you were trying to, like I was fundraising through, like, the AIDS Walk website, and they only take donations of at least $25. And I can't tell you, like, how ridiculous that is on so many levels. But, like, I had a bunch of people who were like, yeah, dude, I'm not giving you $25. Like, I would give you, like, $5.
No, like, why not just take as much as you can. Like, just take...
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I mean, the only thing I could
dollar,
only buy...
Make, like, a dollar or $5 the minimum. That's smart.
Right.
$25.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you $25.
Yeah, I have no idea why they chose.
I don't even want to give the Girl Scouts $25, and they actually give me something in return.
Right.
It's bourgeois of them. They're like, oh, you know, $5.
Besides sex, I mean, besides sex. They give me cookies,
too.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, how you
yeah,
love those pecan candy.
I didn't really
candy.
Understand that logic either, but whatever. Not me who runs the AIDS walk, so I couldn't tell you.
I mean, yeah, I give Mick $25 for AIDS, and I mean, he's actually going to blow it on AIDS. Like, he's gonna take that $25. He's going to take 3 steps in the actual AIDS walk, turn down a dark alleyway, and pay some fucking crack whore $25 to give him AIDS. Like, that's
right.
Mick's AIDS walk.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm actually way too poor to give you any money. That's just ridiculous. That's funny, though.
No, and I've done that, too. Like, I will give people, you know, I've given people, like to your point, the only time I've ever given $25 is when I'm getting something back. Like, sometimes I'll get, like, cookies or a coupon book or something. But I have
that's
to get something
right.
I'm not just selling out 20, 50 bucks for no reason. But, I mean,
right.
Whatever.
You know, or a rough handy from a migrant
yeah.
worker.
Yeah, say an old war veteran. Yeah, I mean that's
World War veteran. What's that like? A handy from a World War veteran. What's that like?
It's surprisingly gentle. We didn't think it would.
I mean, aren't you afraid of the brittle nature of his hand?
No, because in comparison to mine, it's not even that bad.
We did have real things to talk about besides AIDS.
There was an AIDS vaccine put into a monkey, and it cured the monkey of AIDS. So there you go.
What they need to do is develop a delivery system so that, like, when somebody has sex with that monkey, that'll give them the AIDS cure, because that's how AIDS happened in the first place. Like, it's by people
right.
having sex with monkeys. So
right.
maybe the cure could happen the same way. Maybe we could get people to have sex with monkeys and be cured of AIDS that way. Because obviously we couldn't stop people from having sex with monkeys.
No, you know,
Was it sex today with monkeys? From what I heard, it was like...
I don't remember the exact... I know that there were... I've read a bunch of articles that said that AIDS actually developed in monkeys and that
right.
it was transferred to humans by interspecies sex.
I know AIDS has been
along
a lot longer than we actually know of, you know, decades before.
Yeah, I mean, you had AIDS since 77 when you were born, so.
And that was decades
first,
ago, so.
Right, that was before.
Correct,
I think the first
sir.
Documented case was in, like, 1980 or something.
80,
well, that we know of.
Patient,
you know, besides.
Patient Zero went fucking around the world. Conveniently enough, he was a fucking flight attendant. Unbelievable.
Go figure.
Going around the world fucking other dudes on the ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving them ass AIDS.
Giving them AIDS of the ass. Ass AIDS. So, apparently Syria has reached an accord with Russia, and they said, yeah, we'll turn over the weapons. So, as far as I know,
but
we're not
ironic,
going to war.
We were kind of joking about that the other day, like, oh, we should just ask, even though they're never going to, like, acquiesce and...
Yes.
And it turns out
but
that's kind of
like,
what they did.
What I like is that Syria had to have the caveat, like, we're not doing this because the U.S. is going to bomb us. We're doing this because Russia asked nicely.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like, if I were Obama, I'd laugh. I'd be like, yeah, hey, whatever, man. End result's still the same. Whatever you need to feel better about that shit.
Hey, get away from my car!
What?
Get away from my car. Get your hands out of my pocket.
Are you yelling at your kids on the air?
No, I'm yelling at other people's kids.
Nice.
My kids are actually behaving. It's other people's kids that aren't that I'm yelling at.
You should make it so that your kids are other people's kids. Like, you should just drop them off at somebody's house one day.
No, you should just have your kids beat the shit out of the kids who are causing problems.
Yeah, for real, man. Let them roll up on them kids.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
or you could. You know what you should do? How old is your youngest kid?
Six.
Six? Okay, here's what you do. And how old is your oldest?
Ten.
10? Okay, that's perfect. Okay, here's what you do. You get oversized, like, Easter baskets, and you pack the kids into it, dress them up like a baby, like the whole bonnet and the pacifier and everything, with blankets, and leave them in front of a church like that, like a 10-year-old kid in, like, baby footy pajamas with a bonnet and a pacifier with a note that just says, fuck y'all.
They won't appreciate that, and my kids wouldn't sit still for that. Like, Mommy, what the crap are we doing? What is this?
What I want to know is, how do you have 11 kids in a span of 4 years?
She had ten.
She actually had 10 at one time. So she popped 10 kids out at once. Then 2 days later, like the 11th one crawled out of her ass when she wasn't paying attention.
I guess one got left
up there and got stuck and had to navigate its way out.
Right.
I just want to know, why do you guys insist on thinking that I have more than 3 kids? That's what I don't understand.
I thought there was a joke back from the MySpace days. Like, I thought there was some kind of joke going around that you had like 100 kids.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, it was. It was like I have like, I'm like the old woman in the shoe, and I have like a million kids. And I just keep having them.
I just saw no reason to not perpetuate that joke, because it works.
It does. Well,
this day and age, no one has 3 kids.
Well,
1, 2 tops, 3 kids is outrageous.
Look, Christy, can we just for the sake of argument, for the sake of the show, for the sake of humor, can't we just agree from this point forward that you have 475 kids and a giant ruined vagina? Can't we just agree that that's, what's that, like a ragged, sopping meat hole of a vagina?
It looks like the plastic curtain from the car wash, like it blows, it dangles like that.
Imagine, okay, here's what it looks like. Have you guys ever seen a sinkhole? Imagine lining a sinkhole with cold cuts. That's what her vagina looks like.
Nice.
I have deli select vagina. Like,
she's got a boar's head rimmed sinkhole for a vagina. In other words. And I'm not even just talking about roast beef, like turkey, pepperoni, salami. It's a mess.
Mm. I'm hungry.
When you go to my bedroom, you get a ticket. Like you do for the butcher.
Are there toll booths stationed at select locations throughout your vagina?
If you've been there for X amount of time, you get validated parking.
What?
So like let's say like every half mile into your vagina, is there like a little maintenance store?
Yes. They do like a 12-point inspection for $10.
Mick, Lou, when you guys have been down like the Holland of the Lincoln Tunnel and you see those like maintenance doors on the side, do you guys ever wonder like what the fuck it looks like in there?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I just want to go. I know they're probably locked, but like one day I just want to go in. I don't want to do anything. I just want to see what it's like inside of the tunnel.
You know what I think it is? I think it's actually a bunch of people having sex with monkeys.
The monkey bathhouse?
Yeah, I think that's where AIDS originates from. I think that's where
AIDS came from the secret rooms in highway tunnels.
I think that's part of the reason. I think there's just lots of experiments and mad scientists there. And then you use the water above
monkeys.
The cool stuff.
That's awesome. I want to put that on my resume. Trained in the secret tunnels inside the Holland Tunnel.
And they're at war with the secret scientists from the Lincoln Tunnel.
Right.
Wow.
They're not at war. They just have like a semi unfriendly rivalry. Like it's not, it's cordial, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not it's not like friendly. It's just like how are you?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, people.
Your resume says Mike Garvey, monkey buggerer.
Monkey buggerist. I like that better. Yeah, monkey buggerist. Even though the proper term is probably buggerer, I think I'm going to be a monkey buggerist.
I just watched, oh my goodness, I just watched the most funny and horrifying thing. Like, my son was skateboarding and he fell and he hit his head on the concrete and you could see that he did like the daze, like his head spin, and then he got back up and ran off. It was so
I like how not only do you think that your children's antics are actually relevant to the show, but that you decided to stay on the show instead of tending to your fucking wounded child.
He got up and ran off. He's fine.
He's fine. You gotta check him.
Kids can have gaping head wounds with their brains leaking out, and they'll still get up and run away.
I agree. Any of Christy's children's antics that occur with their shirts on are not needed on this show. Don't care about any of that stuff.
They should be playing under fountains.
No, I just want to recreate that dance video again.
I think it's fine. I think the fact is that she's got like another 474 of them.
That's
so like
true.
Losing
yeah.
one is probably not the biggest deal.
Yeah, like concussion. Who cares? Next.
His head literally cracked on the concrete. He got back up. He's not bleeding. And he's just back to skateboarding.
No helmet. Why don't you have him wearing like a skater helmet and shit?
You know what I'm saying?
They have helmets. They just refuse to wear them.
For pussies.
They don't want to look uncool.
You need to curb stomp the little motherfucker. Be like, you don't want to wear a helmet? You bitch, you ain't got no teeth now. Bam.
Bam.
Curb stomp.
Then who else is going to put his mouth on the curb
and hit him in the back of the head with a skateboard?
Then who else is going to pick up my UPS packages, Mike?
One of your prehensile labia.
No, he's fine. He's completely fine. They do have helmets. They just refuse to wear them, or they just only wear them for a half an hour and then take them off. And
well, maybe you should just, like, wait till he's sleeping and then just, like, bash him once kind of lightly in the head with a hammer and just be like, I just wanted to see, like, if that's, like, a thing with you.
Your children's logic with helmets is kind of like the same as my logic with condoms.
Right.
Yes, except that her children aren't going to get AIDS from the ground.
Oh. Well, depends.
They can get retarded, who thought that in American History X that the dude dies from putting his mouth on the curb? That's what I always thought.
Yeah, I thought he died. How could you not die from getting curb stomped?
Yeah, but he gets out of jail so early, though. You know, why did he get out of jail so early?
Probably because they took time off from his sentence for getting brutally ass-raped.
I think it was for
making friends with a black guy at the end.
No, he's right. He's right. There is a making friends with a black guy clause in any white guy's sentence. If it's violence against black people.
Right.
If you make friends with one black person in jail, your sentence gets reduced.
Yeah, that makes up for killing
Then all you guys will have shortened time periods because you're friends with me. You're welcome.
There we go.
I knew you were a black guy. I knew it. I knew you were a black guy from day one. I was like, that chick has a penis. I know it.
I don't have a penis, but I have really big balls.
There we go.
You don't have a penis? Would you like one?
You have no idea, Mike. You have no idea.
I might have a little bit of an idea. And you might get a little bit of a penis. Syria is now
helmet.
I don't know what are we supposed to talk about?
There are
Syria and Putin. How Putin got involved with the whole Syria negotiations and all
Rasputin?
That good stuff.
I don't care about Putin anymore. I wanted to bring something. I was having this conversation the other day.
He wrote an op-ed.
Real quick, I'll cut to the fact that Justin Bieber posted a picture on Instagram of copy of the Superman versus Batman script with his name on it. That's not to say that he's going to be in the movie, but somebody out there decided that it would be a good idea to let him read the script. Somebody sent him a copy of the script to Batman versus Superman.
This is going to be a bad one, guys. You got Ben Affleck as Batman, and they're just throwing it to Bieber. Like, it's going to be shitty. Like, that's it. It's going to be shitty.
Yeah.
It's making bad decisions already. So
I'm more concerned that he walked out to the ring with Floyd Mayweather.
Did he? Wait. What?
What?
Justin Bieber walked out to the ring with Floyd Mayweather. And it's the second time in a row. I watched Mayweather's last two fights, and both times he came out with Justin Bieber.
When was the recent fight? Was there a recent fight?
Last night, yeah.
Maybe Justin Bieber's magical kisses are what keeps Floyd Mayweather from losing.
Maybe.
Chrissy, can you mute at least three of the 400 of your children, please?
Last night it was Mayweather, Lil Wayne, and Justin Bieber.
Lil Wayne.
At least Lil Wayne was there, like, singing his song or whatever. I don't know what he's doing. But
why couldn't Floyd Mayweather fight Justin Bieber? I would pay a lot of money to see that.
Actually, that would have been really hilarious if they walked to the ring together, and right before you walked in the ring, you just turn around and cold-cocked them.
You're talking about if Bieber cold-cocked Mayweather, right?
No.
That would be awesome. Because
that would be hilarious. That would be hilarious.
It would also be hilarious to watch the guys in Mayweather's entourage who were 2 feet bigger than any of them beat the crap out of him afterwards.
I would love to see, for many different reasons, I would love to see Justin Bieber escort Floyd Mayweather to the ring and then get gang raped by Floyd Mayweather and Lil Wayne's entourage.
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened before the fight.
That may have happened. Maybe Justin Bieber's little girly butthole is what keeps Floyd Mayweather from losing his fights.
Maybe. You might be onto something.
Didn't Floyd Mayweather used to hang out with Ray J too? You know, Brandy's brother.
Yeah, nobody gets to hang out with Ray J. You just hang out with him. Like, you know, it's not like an honor or a privilege.
Yeah, really. I don't think you have to do anything special to hang out with Ray J. Like,
right.
I'm pretty sure I could just go outside and go, "Hey, Ray J, you want to hang out?" And he would just show up.
Right.
No, because, like, he used to hang around Mayweather and stuff, and he thought he was hard, and he ended up getting his ass punched out by some random dude. I just don't remember.
Ray J did?
I got to go back. Yeah, Ray J did.
Yeah, your homework is to find out more about that for the next show, because I want to know more about this.
Okay, I'm going to be Googling while you guys talk.
I thought Ray J just got... doesn't Floyd Mayweather now have AIDS just by being near Ray J? Because I think that's what happens. Like, if you're friends with Ray J, you'd get, like, AIDS by proxy. It's like a contract you have to sign.
Hmm, that's possible.
Okay, here it is. It's on World Star Hip Hop. And there's a cell phone video.
We'll save that for the next show, because I have a very important topic that I want to get to. Before we get this, why is it that, like, I've only found a handful of women that actually really like being fucked in the ass? Why is it that you guys tolerate it? If you don't like it, why do you do it? Just, I'd rather work you up to it so that you like it. But if I work you up to it and you merely tolerate it, like, that's kind of annoying to me. I want you to enjoy me destroying your butthole with my penis.
Hmm. Well, good luck with that. I mean, you're lucky that you got to put it in the first place, and that's as good as it gets.
I like to think that they don't want us to think they like it, because they think it's more of like
That's what I believe.
No,
yeah,
you don't
that's
like
definitely,
it.
That's
this
definitely
is...
the mentality that's kept you on the sex offender registry, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. Straight up. No means no.
Okay, well, all right. Well, let's ask Christy from personal experience, okay? Personal experience. You obviously remember, you're the spokesperson for not only Black America, but the female gender. So you have to answer these questions. Unless you want to start bringing other bitches on the show, which please, for the love of God, please do that. Have to answer these questions.
Okay.
So now, you obviously only tolerate the butthole sex. It's only, and barely at that, correct?
Right.
Now,
what about
getting the butt eat? What about getting your butt eaten? Mm-hmm. Is that enjoyable for you?
I don't like anything there. You're fine. You're doing all right, but I'd prefer you to be in the lady bit, if you know what I mean. Like, okay.
So what about getting, like, a little, like, reach around while you're getting your ass eaten?
Oh, no.
There you go.
That means I know you're up to something. You're trying to, you know, check its buoyancy.
Absolutely. No, she's right, though. She's absolutely. Yeah, that's the only reason. The only reason I would do that is to get you, like, a Pavlovian response to, like, being excited while your butt's being eaten. That's the only reason I would do that.
But see, that's what you got to do, I think.
No, that's part of putting the time in. I mean, that's what, if you're with a girl who doesn't want to do it, and you're trying to convince her, like, that's one of the steps that you take. There's a whole series of ways to get a girl into that, and that's one of the steps.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hear that. I know what you're doing. I know that you're being sneaky.
Damn it, you're too fucking smart for that shit. Yeah, but can't you just, like, be in the moment? Oh, your butt's, there's my tongue in your butt. This feels good. The whole thing feels good.
Go with it.
No, we know you're up to something. You're trying to, but I put my tongue up your butt, baby. Least I can do is just put it in a couple
times. What's wrong with being, no, well, not necessarily. I'm okay with, like, I've met more girls that won't do anal, but they have no problem with having their ass licked, which is weird to me. Because, like, if I'm going to put my tongue in there, like, let me put my dick in there, too, for Christ's sake.
Or a finger. Yes, or a finger.
Right.
Nope. Stay away.
So you don't want any of
that.
But what if I'm not trying to do that? What if I'm just happy to be down there and just decide to give the whole area a nice friendly,
a nice second coat.
Just a nice friendly handshake to that whole area with my face. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you get one of those. After, like, the second and third time, you know you're up to something. I know your tricks. That's going to cost the extra 10.
Oh, God, I'll never forget. I hooked up with this chick once. I'd known her for a while, but, like, not seriously. Like, we weren't, like, best friends or anything. But I hooked up with her, and she's, like, just totally going crazy on my dick, like, just going, like, with her mouth. Just, like, she can't
don't
get enough of my dick in her mouth. What? No.
I'm jerking off. Go ahead.
but then she's like, licking the shaft, and then she's, like, licking the balls, and then she's, like, licking the taint, and I start to get really nervous, because, like, that's something that I won't let somebody that I've been with. That somebody I won't let that I've been with for a while do. And she was like, I swear to God, I think she was so drunk that she forgot I was a dude. Because, like, she was trying to, like, I think she was trying to lick my vagina. And she's...
Wow.
So she starts going lower and lower, and I'm like, oh, and then I clenched my ass cheeks, and I actually accidentally slapped her in the face with my dick. Like, trying to bring it down to put it back to, like, who the first time you're fucking somebody, who goes directly for the ring job? On the first leg? Who does that?
Yeah, I haven't experienced that, you know, on the first date. That's a little...
I mean, like, I knew I was going to go, I was out and I was going to be with, like, chicks and stuff like that. So, I manscaped and spritzed the whole area down with some body spray and made myself presentable. But, like, it's not like I took specifically extra time to make sure my butthole was cleaned. Because,
if I hook up with a chick,
she's
going
to push me on the bed and spread my butt cheeks and try to dive tongue first
into
my asshole. Like, who does that on the first time?
Well, no, what chick at all does that? That's crazy.
Oh, you got yourself a winner right there.
Definitely.
You should have married her. Cause
seriously.
Jesus Christ,
that's
no.
Crazy.
How many other dudes do you think? I didn't want to kiss her after that. I was like, she's probably done this to other dudes who did not object. Because they wanted it or they were drunk, like,
well,
so drunk that they didn't give a shit.
That's the balance you have to play with. That's why I said the thing about, you know, you have to assume that they're just playing the game because, you know, obviously you want a girl who knows what she's doing, but at the same time, you got to think about how many other times, you know, how did she get to that level of expertise?
Well,
but
it's one thing, like, yes, no, I don't want to fuck with a virgin or an inexperienced girl because I want her to know what she's doing. I obviously don't want her to be a slur either, but, you know, when a girl is blowing me, like, my first thought, Mick, is not, gee, I wonder how many other dicks have been in that mouth. Like,
well,
that's not the kind of thing that pops into my head while I'm getting a blowjob. But, because that's a fairly normal sexual practice, but if the chick starts diving for your fucking a-hole, like, after just meeting her, like, then I'm going to wonder how many buttholes she's had in her mouth.
Yeah, agreed. I agree with you.
Christ.
And the answer is probably at least a dozen.
The answer is probably at least more than one, and maybe even recently, which is more than enough.
Yeah.
Having known that she's probably, since she was trying so hard to do it to me, that she's probably succeeded with other guys was enough to put me off her.
Right.
I bet.
Right.
You got that number?
No, I banged her. No, I banged her.
In the butt?
No, unfortunately not in the butt. But I did make sure that I made out with her extra hard after she was going towards my butthole. Hell yeah.
Oh, that's a mess. That's a mess, isn't it?
Hell yeah. My favorite thing, though, is going down on a girl and having her, like, fucking tongue wash your face after you've just gone down on her. That's hot shit right there.
That's my shit. Yeah.
Oh. I wasn't paying attention. I kind of tuned out of this conversation.
You were diddling yourself?
No, she was not. She was not. She was bored of it. What's the matter, Chrissy? Don't you want to hear about how a girl tried to blow bubbles in my poo hole?
Jesus.
Can I tell you the best story ever?
That was amusing. You
don't want to hear about how a girl tried to tongue punch my fart box? You don't want to hear about that?
No, I don't want to hear about tongue rocking a fart box.
Good stuff.
I think Chrissy was just getting jealous because she really wants to tongue punch my fart box.
Yeah,
totally. Chrissy, do you want to ride the wagon train down my chocolate frontier?
When you put it that way, sure. Yay. It sounds like a thing to do. That doesn't sound disgusting at all. It sounds appealing.
Wait, can you write that down? I'll remember that.
Which one?
The wagon. The wagon train.
The wagon train down the chocolate frontier. Do you want to be, see, nobody's ever done that, Chrissy. You can be the pioneer on my chocolate frontier.
I'm not trying to be the Rosa Parks of your chocolate frontier, okay? I'm not trying to do that.
Well, I would, sweetheart, not make you sit at the back of the bus. Not on the ride to my chocolate frontier.
Well, she would be sitting on the back of the bus, wouldn't she?
I don't want to be the George Washington of your taint. I don't want to be. I don't want to be the pilgrims of your asshole. No.
Oh, man.
We started out so strong, too, and look where we ended up. Actually, we didn't start out strong. We started out on AIDS.
Yes, we kind of made a complete circle.
One of my kids are bleeding.
True.
Is it the same one who hit his head?
No, it's a different one. He took care of himself, though.
Hmm.
He's like, Mom, where's the peroxide? I'm like, what? And he just shows me his arm. I'm like, oh, my God. And he's just like, where's the peroxide? Passes himself
what
up.
What a fantastic mother. You are the best. You're the best mother.
I don't want him bleeding on me or the carpet. Get that shit out of my face.
She's like, I'm trying to teach them early. They can't. They have nobody to rely on but themselves.
Yeah.
Pretty much. No, they've gotten to this point, especially the boys, they've gotten on this kick where they want to do everything themselves. You know what I mean? They don't want nothing to do with mommy, no more kisses, nothing.
Right.
They wanna,
except your 10-year-old puts on a suit every day and goes to work. You got your kid commuting. Your kid gets on the subway, reads the newspaper, checks the stock prices. Comes home at the end of the day, you know, mows the lawn. Honey, when is dinner ready?
I wish, but no. I don't know what it is. I think it's one of those developmental stages from being a little boy to wanting to be a man that they want to do
everything.
Yeah, Louie, are you
excited? Same thing happened.
Louie, are you excited? Oh, yeah, Mick?
What?
Yeah. Same thing happened to me like a year or two ago. I was kind of like, all right, enough with the kisses, Mom. Like, really?
You know, I really wish your mom would stop kissing me goodbye every morning. That's the problem.
No, you don't.
Especially, no, I do, because she usually she just tongue-punched my fart box, and then she wants to make out with me.
Go on. I was going to ask you which one.
There you go.
Bob's a pro. Bob does that well.
So, Louie, are you excited now
that she's not?
We're excited. What?
No. Are you excited that the weather's getting cold, so you no longer have to slather sunscreen on your dog when he goes outside?
I think the dog's happy about that. Like, Jesus, he keeps touching me.
It's about time. Leave me alone.
Are you kidding? His puppy. His dog is going to be the most coddled pussy. He's going to be that dog that has asthma and is, like, really pale from being inside all the time. He's going to be, like, the super nerd of the dog world.
Louie, how is your dog's chocolate frontier?
I hope you don't neglect the chocolate frontier when you're putting on the suntan lotion. You know, that's a very sensitive area.
Exactly.
Speaking about dogs' chocolate frontier, you know you can take your dog into the grooming and get his anus expressed. Apparently, it involves like
what?
Anus expressed. Like my sister.
No, where? Can take your dog where to get it? I know all about anus expression. I know all about that.
She works at like a PetSmart. She works at like
a
PetSmart where they express the dog.
Mm-hmm. So they'll do it at a PetSmart. They'll express the anal glands at a PetSmart. Yeah,
it's
dogs rub their ass on things is not just because they really like to rub their ass on things. It's because they have these fucking glands actually inside of their fucking asshole that has this most disgusting stuff inside of it. It's like, it's somehow like old, nasty shit. It's just weird and gross, and it's really smelly. And some dogs can't, like, get that stuff out of them normally, so they have to have their asshole squeezed. And you have to express their anal glands. Yes.
I was not aware of that.
Yes. So, yes, you can take your dogs to the grooming portion of a PetSmart, and it's part of one of their packages to have your dog's butt expressed.
Let me ask you a question. Would they do that for a 36-year-old balding Italian guy from Mount Vernon?
See, what I was going to ask how do I volunteer at PetSmart?
Well, does this man have a lot of body hair that needs to be cut and sheared off?
Hmm.
See if he's a really hairy
person.
So
you don't think they'll express my anal glands? We're about to get cut off, but you don't think they'll do mine, for example?
No, they won't. They will not touch you.
Will you?
Okay, for the right price. I may.